Welcome back. Right now, we are talking Steelers football. I am Jim Rome. Nice to have you. We are joined by a cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is a two-time Pro Bowl selection, coming off a huge game. Four tackles, a couple of passes defensed, two interceptions in Sunday's win over Arizona. For the season, 49 tackles, 15 passes defensed, four INTs, and a forced fumble. He was a national champion and an All-American at Florida. He was the seventh overall pick back in 2010. Another huge game. Pittsburgh hosting Buffalo on Sunday night. Joe Hayden is my guest. Joe, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. Thank you for having me.
Joe, it's so good to have you. Appreciate it. So you had that big game Sunday night. Let's go back to, you have one coming up, I should say, but I want to go back to Sunday's game against the Cards, where you had not one but two INTs. Going into that game, did you know you were going to have opportunities like that, or did it just happen?
I kind of knew we were going to have some opportunities. Our coach was, when they were spread out, that we wanted to have our corners kind of in some traps to be able to set them up, you know, give them some different looks and be able to break down on the short routes. So I kind of was studying film and looking at if we were ever in these, like, empty sets that they run quick game, and I was going to be able to jump some routes. So a lot of those were, like, film study, and if I see this set, I'm going to go get it.
So it's about film study, Joe. That comes back or comes up quite a bit when people talk about you, and I'll mention that in a second. But, like, Kyler Murray, he's a young player, but he does not throw a lot of interceptions. But on that first pick, you had a great break on the ball. Can you take me through it? What did you see, and maybe were you baiting him a little bit?
Honestly, we were in a cover two, so I knew I was in the flat. So I tried to back up a little bit and act like we were in cover three, so, like, I had deep thirds. And as soon as he hiked the ball, matter of fact, I told the safety to my side, I said, if number two runs the out route, I'm going to jump it, just have my back. So I just act like I was in cover three, kind of hiked it, slow backpedaled out. As soon as the number two ran the out route, I just broke on it. And he didn't see me and thought I was probably playing deep, and then I just went and got it.
Joe Hayden joining us. All right, so then you iced that game with an interception on fourth down when Murray was scrambling. What was your approach on that play?
That one, you know, it was fourth and, like, 17. They had no timeouts. We knew they just were trying to get a chunk and keep the ball in bounds. So I was just staying deep as possible. He started scrambling out to the other side of the field. So it was just me and Kirk on the complete opposite side, started traveling to where he was at, and then he just launched it. And I saw the ball come out of his hand, so I just played the receiver basically the whole time.
Talking to Joe Hayden. So the week before, you closed out the game against Cleveland with an interception. And against the Rams, you had an interception and five passes defensed, including one that Minkah Fitzpatrick picked off. I mean, it's always going to feel good to make a play, always going to feel good to make a pick. But how much better does it feel when you do it in a clutch moment to end a game? What's that feel like?
Yeah, man, it feels amazing. You know, our defense is very, very strong right now. We feel like that's one of the strongest parts of our team. And if ever they put us in a situation that we're on the field to close out the game, we feel like we can do it. You know, just very, very confident and comfortable. And everybody is out there in our calls. And the thing is with us now, everyone feels like they're going to be the guy to make the play. So, you know, you just have to do your job, make sure you're on your alignment and assignment, because everybody else is kind of on their stuff. So, I mean, I'm just glad that, you know, I'm looking forward to that challenge. I feel like if I'm covering a guy and you want to throw it to me when the money's on the line, I feel like I'm going to make the play for the team.
Joe Hayden joining us. T.J. Watt made the point that the plays that you and I are talking about right now are not like a fluke. They're a result of all the work you put in. Quote, a lot of people don't understand the amount of film study it takes to see formations and recognize what plays can come out of those formations. That's one of the best things I see Joe do. His hard work pays off, end quote. That's T.J. Watt. And then as an illustration of that, Joe, on Thursdays, you run a meeting for the DBs, which includes film study. What are the types of things you talk about in those sessions, and then how valuable are they to the group?
It's so funny because we had that meeting in about 5 minutes.
Okay, then.
That I'm hosting. But, you know, we just talk about literally everything that our coaches gave us the meetings, and then we go to practice. And after practice, we come back and we watch the practice tape. And I'm giving them basically all the corrections from what I got from coach, just talking to the nickels and safeties, how they see certain things, why we did this in practice. So just going through the plays, just making sure everybody sees everything the same way. We're all right on the communication. You know, just keeping everybody accountable, man. And everybody's in there attentive. And I think that's one thing that's kind of helped out our team. Everybody wants to learn. Everybody holds themselves to a very high standard. And, you know, we just get after it.
All right, Joe, I'm watching the clock. I know you've got that meeting in a couple of minutes. Now, you made no secret of the fact that Mike Tomlin means a great deal to you. It's clear you love him. What is it about Mike Tomlin that makes him so unique as a head coach?
Man, for one thing, he's a great coach. He knows ball. He knows both sides of the ball, including special teams. He knows everything that we're doing on the defensive side of the ball. And I never had a coach that really, they'll normally tell us what we're doing. He tells us what and why and gives us a reason for everything. I've never had meetings where it's probably about four of the DBs and about three linebackers. He meets with about seven of us three times a week. We do two meetings during the special teams period, and then on Fridays he has a winning edge meeting where he just goes over everything that we kind of learn, the installs, why we're doing what we're doing, the checks and everything. And those are meetings like 45-minute meetings with your head coach literally telling you the game plan. And I've never done that with any coach before. So that's just a little extra he does. And then just on a personal level, just being able to talk to us. He's a great father. You know, he has a son that's just going to college, and he's able to relate to us. Just talking about raising your kids and just, you know, he's a really, really, really good dude.
Joe Hayden joining us. So, Joe, when you were released in Cleveland, you said that that was one of the saddest moments of your life. But at the same time, it did lead you to Pittsburgh. You and I talked during your first season with the Steelers. How much are you enjoying life in Pittsburgh and being a part of this organization?
I couldn't even explain to it. You know, God has just blessed me to be able to be in the situation that I'm in, you know, playing with this organization, playing with this coach. They just get it. You feel stability here. You don't feel anybody wavering. You're going to get the same coach. Coach said he's not a moving target. He's going to be completely honest with you, and that's the one thing that you mainly need is just honesty, letting him know if you're not doing well, what he wants you to do better, and if you are doing well, he'll give you some praise. So he's just being very, very transparent, and there's no gray here. He lets you know what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong.
So last thought, Joe, your name is getting some attention and run for the Pro Bowl. What would a spot in the Pro Bowl mean to you, and how do people vote for you?
Man, hashtag Joe Hayden, retweet, go online to the Pro Bowl site, vote for me, man. I mean, I'm just super happy that I'm back. This is my 10th year. I'm feeling as good as I have since my probably fourth year in the league. Being able to be out here and make these plays, you know, and just excited, man. I'll get to the Pro Bowl. That'll be just another notch that I'd be very, very proud of. You know, I haven't been there in a while. But hopefully I won't be able to play in the game. I just want to get that chink so I can have a three-time Pro Bowler in front of my name.
Joe Hayden joining us. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, and you can vote for him right now. The seventh pick overall back in 2010, Buffalo at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Joe, great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Man, thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you. It's a great conversation. That is a professional athlete. I love the way he approaches it, the way he carries himself, the way he prepares, his pedigree. Former national champion and All-American at Florida, top 10 pick, a lot of pride. And you can tell how happy he is playing for that team, in that town, for that coach, and representing that organization. That's Joe Hayden. My thanks to the Steelers, another really good jungle team.